I'm Joyce Meyer. I've seen God's power transform my own life, and He will do it for you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life. You are going to be glad you are here, and this is why. Having a strong sense of identity is so important because it gives us an understanding of who we are as a person. But in today's society, our identity is under attack, and culture tries to influence us by telling us who we are, and it can be difficult to remain grounded in truth. So it's imperative that we build our identity on something and someone that will not be shaken, even when culture is changing. So today on Enjoying Everyday Life, we're going to talk about the truth of identity with Joyce Aaron, yours truly, and our guest, Lainey Renee. Come and join us. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joyce Meyer's Talk It Out podcast. And today we are talking about a question that everybody asks at some point in life and probably at many points in life. And that is, who am I? Where does my value come from? And so we are so glad you're here too, because I was just talking with Lainey, who's our guest today, about how we can't talk about this topic enough. Mm. You know, we have to understand who we are in Christ. So Joyce talks about this all the time. Aaron's with us. And as I said, we have our special guest today, Lainey Renee. Lainey, thank you. We love having you here.
Thank you all. I feel so honored to just be here and I feel honored.
We're so glad to have you. And you have so much to offer. So you're going to get to know Lainey and you're going to love her. But she's a wife and a mom, an author, a speaker, and so many other things. What's it called? A background dancer?
So many things that we can throw out
with your name that are so fun.
Well, she has surpassed me.
But one of the real important things on your heart and a ministry actually that you've devoted around it is to telling people how important it is to realize who they are.
Yeah. And honestly, that came from my own brokenness, my own story of just, like you said, rediscovering again and again who I am. And I think that's the reason it's on my heart so much, is it's so personal. And I've just seen over and over again, like, it's the thing that we don't grow out of. It's the thing that we need to keep being reminded of over and over again, who we are, and not simply by looking at ourselves, but just looking at Jesus, looking at how wonderful and good and kind He is. And you can never do that enough.
That's true.
And when we see Him, we see who we truly are.
Yeah.
And that's just brought so much freedom and life to my life. And so I want people to know that.
Yeah.
Women to
we
know
do
that
too.
And experience that.
And before we start with Joyce just sharing what the word says about this a little bit, I want to ask all of us, because I think it is something that so many people relate to, is where are some of the places that you have all looked for worth and value? Mm-hmm. You know, different times throughout your life, we try a lot of things to see where we can find it. Where are some of the places that you've looked?
Well, trying to be successful for the wrong reason. You know, it's fine to be successful, but you need to make sure that you have a right motive when you're doing it, not to get your worth and value out of it, but especially with what I'm doing, but to really do it unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself, before I found out who I was in Christ, comparing myself with other people a lot, being called to be a female ministry when I first started 48 years ago was not very common. And so I had a lot of people thinking I was off the wall.
Yeah.
And the devil does love to lie to us, and he would tell me, you need to be a regular woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
whatever that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I had a neighbor that was more like a regular woman. She sewed and gardened and all those things. And I actually took sewing lessons and tried to learn how to sew and got Dave to dig up a garden. He always says, I say I grew a garden, but he actually grew it. And it was just like, none of that stuff worked for me. It was like bugs ate my tomatoes just when it was about time to harvest them. But they didn't eat my neighbors right next door.
That's not fair.
Yours are really good.
And I said, God, I prayed over my tomatoes. He said, I don't have to bless your tomatoes. I didn't tell you to grow tomatoes. And so just so many people don't like who they are.
Yeah.
And the thing that's so important to learn is you can't give away what you don't have in you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't love yourself, you really can't love other people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so
That's really true.
I tried a little bit of everything to be something until I found out that it was all in Christ.
Yeah.
I can see a lot of that in, even after becoming a mom, and Lainey, I'm sure you can relate to this, you're like right in the middle of it too, feeling the need to compare to other moms. Mm-hmm. And I don't make everything organic like the other moms. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes give my kids chips. And ooh, sometimes we have candy that has red dye in it. And there's so much in culture that is comparison for moms. So that's an area that I have to continually go back to. Who does God call me to be? Who does he say I am as a mom? Am I doing what's right for my family and living at the standard he has set for our home?
Mm-hmm.
So that's an area where I have to constantly remind myself. Mm-hmm. And I love what you said. It doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like every day I have to remind myself in that, or comparing to other friends. Or
the enemy is always after trying to make us feel bad about ourselves.
Yeah.
Or when you do make a mistake and you sin, trying to make you feel guilty for days and days on end.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yeah. And if you don't recognize that, you can get stuck in that, and it's exhausting and overwhelming.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
I always feel like, too, he compares us to whatever we're not. Like you saying, like feeling like you felt the pressure to be a normal woman. Well, the woman who feels normal, I think, puts her on herself that she should be like you.
Right. Yeah.
Or the mom thing, like, you know, I mom differently than I have a sister and two sister-in-laws, and we go on trips together, and I can start comparing. I'm like, okay, you prepared dinner at lunchtime, you know, like I never do that. I don't even know what we're going to eat for lunch, you know? Yeah. And it's so easy to get in that just comparison game. But
it's so freeing when people learn not to do that, to appreciate people for who they are.
Yeah.
But not to feel like that you need to try to be like them.
Mm-hmm.
God put on my heart one time. He said, it's ridiculous to be jealous of somebody else's gift. Because I put that gift in them for you to enjoy. And I thought about that, like even with my gift of teaching. Other people enjoy it. It's work for me. And so in wanting to be like other people, a lot of times we want to be like them, but do we want to do what they did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To be who they are. Mm-hmm. You can't do that if you're not anointed by God to do it.
Mm-hmm. I've fallen into that trap of thinking, if I get to this point, then I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if I get this career, if I get this award, if I have this accomplishment, if my child does this, if my marriage looks like this, all of those things. And you can get many of those things and still not at all feel content or satisfied or really know who you are, because that's not what God is asking of us.
Right.
He's asking such different things from us. It's so much more about our heart than it is all those other things. So, and I know many of you, you have probably been going through all the same things. And we talk about knowing who you are in Christ. Joyce is saying that is the key. That's what God's word says. But your first question may be, what does that even mean? So let's hear what Joyce has to say about that, and we'll come back and we'll talk more.
The Bible says the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And you know what? It has to come in that order. Like, you first have to learn who you are in Christ, that you've been made right with Him. Then you can have peace with God and peace with yourself. And when you have that, then you can have joy. But just to be saved won't give you joy. Because if you don't know who you are in Christ, you are never, ever, ever going to really be consistently happy. Because if you're insecure and don't know who you are in Christ, I know what I am in myself, not too much. I make mistakes. I mean, I've got a couple of things in my life that I've finally just come to the conclusion, you know what? God's not going to take them away. He's just going to let me keep those just to keep me humble. And you may not agree with this, but there's a scripture that says that God leaves a certain amount of weakness in us to keep us depending on Him. You're not ever going to get to the point where you do everything perfectly. Never. And so I think I'll always be a little mouthy. I've improved a whole lot. But, I can pray one minute, God, put a watch over my mouth so I don't sin against you with my tongue. Walk right out of the room where I prayed. This knowing who you are in Christ is more than just a little cutesy religious statement. I mean, it is the key. It is the key. Jesus said, it is finished. And I'll tell you something, Christianity doesn't begin with a do, it begins with a done.
That is such a big statement, that Jesus has already done this thing that we are all striving for.
Right.
And Lainey, I know that you've talked about this was a question in your life from a really early age, mm-hmm. right? From the time you were pretty young?
Yeah, I can still remember first time, like maybe not the first time, but the memory that comes to my mind of questioning who I was 5 years old.
Wow.
You know, just comparing myself to my little 5-year-old friend, and I thought I wasn't cute like she was. And I can still remember I thought, we had like a little Christmas play at our church and she got picked for the role. And my thought was not that I wasn't happy for her. I just remember thinking the reason they chose her is because I'm chubby and not cute like her.
Right.
And I can still remember that,
yeah.
You know, like it kept following me into different seasons of life. And what you were saying about just that kind of Christian term of, you know, knowing who we are. Like I grew up hearing I'm a daughter of the King, you know, but it didn't become real to me until I had my own moment of like seeing God, feeling His love for me, seeing Him as a father.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, oh, now that I've seen you, yeah. Now I know who I am.
Yeah, this is different.
I'm yours.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget that. Mm-hmm. You know, it can become, it's a mental thing for so long. You can grow up in a Christian home. You can hear it all your life. But until it becomes real to you, like you need to hear God say
that. How did that happen?
To you. So I was living out a dream of being a backup dancer, traveling the world, doing something that I love. And I really just felt like God said, let go, like let go of all of that. At the same time, I was also dating a guy I dated for 4 years and I just didn't have peace. And yet I was trying to create peace. And I remember finding myself in my apartment alone, felt like God said, let go of the relationship, quit the dream job, just didn't have anything else to hide myself in anymore. And I found myself in my apartment alone and just saying, God, like, without all of this, who am I? I don't know who I am. And I'd found my identity in something that wasn't truly secure for a long time. And so I didn't have that title and that role of like, you know, people would ask me who I was and I'd be like, I'm a backup dancer. Cause that was to me everything, you know, at the time I thought it would prove my worth. And, but I just, in that moment felt like God reminded me of a video of myself, that my mom had sent me when I was just like a few months earlier of me when I was a little girl. And in this video, I was like 3 years old and I like pick up this little karaoke mic and said with such confidence, I love Jesus. And it was less about what I said, I think, as much as I felt like God was just showing me, you're a daughter. Like, this is who you are. Before you could prove anything, before you had any status or any titles, like, you had nothing to prove, nothing to hide, and you knew who you are. And that moment just changed. Just Not that all of a sudden I had my life figured out, you know, like the next few months I didn't have a job and I was in a new town and I didn't have a bunch of friends, but God was just revealing Himself to me in a way that was so real and so close, and it just changed my life from that point on, and walked through some things, had moments where I've questioned my identity still. I mean, I can step into stuff like this and I'm like, oh my gosh, God, like, I mean, just being real, like, I don't feel qualified to be there. I don't feel qualified to share, but you are so good. And I know that you'll go with me, and that's all that matters. And so,
yeah.
I think those kind of moments like that, because I've experienced that too, where there was a turning point where I knew that I'm a daughter of God. Like, I had been taught that as well. But a turning point when that became revelation to, like, my core, that you could not talk me out of that. And you can, and it doesn't mean it's not hard on some days. It doesn't mean I don't have to remind myself who I am over and over. But when something happens in your heart and it shifts and you fully grasp that unending love that he has for me as a child of God, not Aaron, the mom or the employee or whatever. It's Aaron, the child that I created you in your mother's womb to be. When you can grasp that and connect it into your heart, like, you can't talk me out of that. You can't tell me anything that would tell me otherwise, the fact that God loves me and created me. And I think that's so beautiful.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if it's a bad hair day.
No.
It doesn't matter.
No.
You know, really, it doesn't matter if I just failed at something that I worked really hard on. It doesn't matter if somebody else looks at me and doesn't see who God says I am. Because that's not where any of it comes from. When you go through those things, though, you know, that really is when God cements that. Right. That's how you learn it. Because if you don't have that life experience, it's like you said, you know it when you're young, but life tries to tell you something different. Satan tries to tell you something different. And so it kind of takes those moments, I think, for all of us, probably many times, to come back and say, okay, I've got to go back to the roots. I have to go back to the righteousness of Christ.
I think one of the things that people, all people, make a mistake on is we try to get things instead of receiving things. I mean, like, you know, you'll ask somebody, did you get your breakthrough? did you get saved? Did you get filled with the Holy Ghost? You know, we're always trying to get something, but the Bible says to as many as received him, gave he the power to become a child of God. Did you receive the Holy Spirit? You know, so how many people love God, but they don't ever take time to just receive his love? So I've formed a habit in the morning when I say, I love you, Lord, I always say, and I receive your love for me, just to remind myself. And so to get means to obtain by struggle and effort. But to receive means to act like a receptacle and just take in what's being offered. And so that was helpful to me to learn that I needed to not just always be trying to give God something so I was good and felt good about myself, but to take time to just receive from him and to know that the things that he gives me are not based on what I do. They're just a gift.
So now you're kind of telling people that they need to look at this differently. I mean, actually, the words that you're saying is stop doing whatever you're doing. And and just open up your heart.
Right.
And that's something that's quite contrary to what the world tells us to do, to what we hear all of our lives.
Well, in John 6, some of the disciples ask, what must we do? Well, what must we do to be working the works of God? What must we do to please God? And the answer was, the work that God requires of you is that you believe in the one whom he has sent. And, you know, we see that and we think, well, there's got to be more than that.
That's not enough.
It's so cool you bring up that verse, because that was one of the, I memorized that because it was like, that was so transformational for me. Of like, wow, that's so cool.
It helped me, helped me a lot too, that. And another scripture that really helped me, and I had a little not acting so good day this week. And so I was, you know, starting to feel a little bad. And the Holy Spirit just brought up a scripture in me that means a lot to me. In Hebrews 4:15, it says, we have a high priest who understands our weaknesses and our infirmities. Because he's been tempted in all points like we have, yet without sin. Therefore, you can come boldly to the throne and ask for what you need and get your need met in plenty of time. And I thought it was interesting that that was the scripture that he brought in my heart to battle that feeling that I was having, which wasn't a true feeling, you know.
Yeah.
We all have days where we make mistakes, or even sometimes we didn't make a mistake, but the enemy will try to make us think we did. You know, there's false guilt as well as real guilt.
I think there has to be such a relief in a lot of people listening right now to say Joyce Meyer doesn't always know.
Yeah.
She has some bad days where
she acted out this week.
Because we do. It's not a one and done thing. It's not like you said, Lainey, you got this message and it became part of your heart and you never questioned anything again.
Yeah.
So
can I tell you then a confession for myself today, 2 hours ago? So
please.
Yes, you're welcome.
I'll decide if I'm giving you my jacket or not.
I got to get this right. I really want the jacket.
Joyce has a jacket she wants to give Aaron, and it's very sparkly.
She challenged me to take it.
But I can't make you earn it because of what we're talking about.
No, I only receive it.
So
you have to receive it.
Yeah, I just receive it.
Not get it.
No, receive it. Okay, so your list of confessions, knowing who I am in Christ confessions. So I know these. And so the one about, and you talked about in the clip, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. So I have heard that phrase my entire life. I am the righteousness of Christ. That's a really big word. And so, you know, I try and study it and it's just never like sank in until like 2 hours ago in the bathroom. And God talks a lot in the bathroom, but I thought that's
a good acoustics.
It is.
It echoes.
It does.
Yeah.
Yes. And so, you know, Joyce, you teach about how righteousness means I am right in Christ.
Right with God.
Right. So that means without him, I feel wrong. Mm-hmm. And so I thought about different situations in my life where wrong would be a good word to use to describe how I'm feeling. Like, I don't feel like I fit in with this group. I'm wrong. Right. I don't belong here. I don't know how to do this, so I'm wrong.
Or always feeling like something's wrong with you, even though you don't know really what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like I couldn't put a word to it. It's just, it's not right. So then I had this revelation, like that's what that means, that when I am who I'm supposed to be in Christ, when I understand the revelation, that revelation of who I am in him, that I have rightness because of him, then that, what else even matters?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the only one that I need to align my thoughts with. Mm-hmm. And if I don't feel right in a room because I don't feel like I fit or whatever the case may be, I am right with God.
And that's one of the very first things he gives you after you're born again.
Yeah, you talk about that.
Just as soon as you're born again, he that knew no sin became sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ or be made right with God.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our life, we feel like something's wrong with me. God's mad.
Yeah.
I went through a lot of God has to be mad at me, you know, because my dad was always mad at me. And so I always thought God was mad, you know.
Yeah,
when I found out, God's not mad at us.